And welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined by our good buddy Jay Wynn Russick, our theater critic. Judy, how you doing?
I'm fine, Tom. Glad to be here.
Always glad to have you. So we're going to talk about a new show at Baltimore Center Stage called Dream House. And the word house in this title has a dollar sign instead of an S. So does that mean this is a play about money?
Well, I want to say before I say anything else that I admire this play tremendously. It's a play by a newcomer called Eliana Pipes. And yes, money figures in prominently. On the most obvious level, it's a play about selling a house. But as the action goes on, it becomes evident that it's also about gentrification and relentless capitalism and imperialism. And it's a play about heritage and family, specifically about the bond between a pair of adult Latinx sisters, Patricia and Julia. Their mother died recently and they've inherited her house. They grew up in this house and now they're selling it, but not in any conventional way. It's being sold on a TV reality show called Flip It and List It. The TV show fixes up old houses in neighborhoods that have suddenly become hot and then makes huge amounts of money for the sellers. Most of the play is the TV show. The TV show takes place in the house. Turning the S in the title into a dollar sign actually isn't original. You may remember that Kesha, the singer, used to do this, and Schitt's Creek, the Netflix TV series, does it, though that's a show about a family losing all its money. Dream House raises the question, is selling a house about more than just money? And I should also mention, this is a world premiere. It's co-produced with two other theaters, the Alliance Theater in Atlanta and the Long Wharf Theater in New Haven. And the script is apparently tweaked so that the TV show takes place wherever the play is being performed.
Yeah, well, of course, selling a house is always more than just money. But it's been a long time since I've sold a house. My recollection is that that's true. But this sounds like a really wonderful, unconventional setup here. Are there other unconventional elements along with the title?
Well, because this is a play about a house and a family, you might expect a typical domestic drama. But this is a play that dares to break down walls, not just the walls in a house being renovated, but the walls between the performers and the audience, the theater goers become the TV audience, and also the walls dividing the sisters. Patricia is eager to sell. She arranged for the house to be on the TV show. Julia's not so sure about the TV show or even about selling the house. The production is directed by Lori Woolery, and stylistically, the play and the production add surreal elements to the real in real estate and reality TV. Every now and then, the lights change, the rest of the characters freeze, and the sisters are in a space all by themselves. And this is where they express their true feelings. Those feelings often become arguments. The TV show's host deliberately goes way over the top, and not just in a comical way. The tone of the play shifts from funny and satirical to creepy and dark. In the moment, these shifts are startling, and the more I thought about the play, the more I realized how ingenious this is theatrically. In terms of siblings dealing with a family legacy, the play reminds me somewhat of Arthur Miller's The Price, or maybe August Wilson's The Piano Lesson. But the playwright, Eliana Pipes, goes about this in a very fresh, up-to-the-minute, original way. She subverts the TV show structure. She makes the familiar unfamiliar, and it's original and gripping, and it gets under your skin. I brought a clip. This is our introduction to Tessa, the overly perky TV show host. She's played by Mariana McClellan. Let's listen.
Sisters. They just inherited a gorgeous heritage home in a location that's hot, 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 and only getting hotter. Their house has great bones, but in its current condition, it might not turn many heads in the marketplace. That's where we come in. Here at Flip It and List It, we believe that with just a few strategic renovations before the open house, these sisters could cash in big at closing.
That's Mariana McClellan in Dream House at Baltimore Center Stage. So, Judy, I take it the two sisters are obviously central characters. What do you think of the actresses playing them? Are they credible as sisters?
Yes, they are. And partly because of the friction and the tension between them. It's there from the very beginning. Patricia is an accountant. She put her career on hold to be her dying mother's caretaker. She resents the fact that her younger sister, Julia, who lives out of town, didn't help, didn't even visit her mother often. Renata Eastlick plays Patricia, and she plays her as a woman who's very efficient and organized and businesslike. She thinks she knows what she wants. Julia is pregnant, and her life hasn't been easy lately either. Darylin Castillo plays her as a mother at loose ends, about to be mother at loose ends. She's much less sure of herself. She's more emotional than her older sister. And both sisters contrast with Tessa, the TV host we just heard. Mariana McClellan's Tessa comes across as very artificial. I think you could hear that. She's also very calculating. And later, she's almost inhuman. On the other hand, the sisters feel very human, very real, especially when it comes to their shared need of family and their need for each other, although it takes them, well, the whole play to realize this. I brought a clip that shows the tension between the sisters. Let's listen.
Okay, come on. What are you doing? What? I'm telling a story. Can I get back to it? That voice? Why do you keep doing that?
Oh, you know, in our barrio, Joselito and his abuelita.
Okay, it's not a voice. You don't talk like that ever. You've called Joselito Joey since the day we met him.
Maybe this place brings it out of me.
Oh, are you sure it's not for the cameras?
What? No, how come you're acting like it's a shameful way to talk?
I'm not, but it's not how you talk.
Well, you're putting on a voice too.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah?
That's Renata Eastlick and Darylin Castillo in Baltimore Center Stage's production of Dream House. So, Judy, do we actually see the house being demolished on stage? How do they pull that off? We see a little bit of that happening in the city, perhaps not nearly as much as we want, but how do we see it at Baltimore Center Stage?
Well, at one point, the host says demolished, and then she quickly realizes the effect that word has on Julia, and she corrects herself and says renovation. Tessa asks the sisters to take the first blow in demolishing a wall in the house. Julia refuses. She tries to talk Patricia out of it, saying, "What side of history do you want to be on?" Patricia replies, "The past is past," and she swings a sledgehammer into a wall. When it goes through the wall, there's a very surprising result. It's another one of the play's surrealistic elements. The walls of the set don't actually come down, but they reveal secrets. It's a startling effect. The set design is by Stephanie Osen Cohen, and the lighting is by Jason Lynch.
So in the end, what do you think? Dream House. It is a dream of a play, is it?
Well, there is a whole lot to praise about this play, including the fact that the TV crew is played by four local actors. Plus, Tom, I've been sorting through a lot of family artifacts myself lately, some things I inherited, some things I'd never seen before. So for me, Dream House hit home in a very personal way. But it also paints a much larger picture. It makes you question what you and society value and whether it's possible to put a price on it. But to answer your question directly, Dream House is a kind of a dream. At times, intentionally. At times, it's a bit of a nightmare. But at its best, it comes close to brilliance.
Yeah, that's great. It sounds really, really interesting. Dream House, it's at Baltimore Center Stage until Sunday. So, Judy, next week we're going to talk about a play called The Legend of Georgia McBride. It's up at the Maryland Ensemble Theater over in Frederick. What's that one about?
Well, this is a play by Matthew Lopez, and it is about an Elvis impersonator who loses his job at a small-town Florida bar. So that sounds like fun.
Yep, good premise again. Good premise. Looking forward to it. Okay, thanks so much. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Tom.
That'll do it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, the historian Martha Jones from Johns Hopkins University is going to talk about a terrific book that she's written called Vanguard: How Black Women Broke Barriers, Won the Vote, and Insisted on Equality for All, about the African-American fight for suffrage. So that's coming up tomorrow. Hope you can join us then. Thanks for listening today. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR News Station. Member supported 88.1 WYPR.